The C++ extension of Visual Studio Code uses the compiler you have on your computer to configure IntelliSense. IntelliSense includes features like auto-completion, quick info, and parameter help. In this case, the compiler is Clang, but it could be any GCC or MSVC-compatible compiler you chose to install, whether you're working across Linux, Windows, or Mac. The first IntelliSense feature we'll show you is Quick Info, which is helpful info that pops up when you hover over a function call or variable. Hovering over a function call, for example, displays its signature and documentation. If you hover over a variable, you'll learn its type. This function contains a vector called message, abbreviated as MSG. If you hover over message, IntelliSense tells you it's a vector of strings. The C++ extension will also show you all the vector member functions you can use on the message variable. If you start typing msg dot, as you would when calling a member function, a completion list of all member functions will pop up. Press the tab key to insert the selected member. Then, when you add the opening parenthesis, you'll see information about the arguments that the function requires. For this project, IntelliSense works out of the box because the C++ extension found the compiler on my computer after checking a few default locations. If IntelliSense is not working out of the box, maybe you're seeing error squiggles underneath your include paths. You can edit your IntelliSense configuration to tell the C++ extension where your compiler and include header files are. IntelliSense configurations live in a properties file inside your project's .vs code folder. You can edit them through the UI or from the .json file directly. The default configuration name is based on your host OS. You can toggle between configurations to edit the IntelliSense settings for a specific configuration. The compiler path property tells the extension which compiler to use when setting up IntelliSense for your project. This involves locating the standard libraries and setting the default preprocessor defines. VS Code found C++ compilers on my computer after checking a few default locations. If your compiler does not appear in the dropdown because it is not in a default location, you can specify the path to your compiler. You can configure the C++ extension to provide proper IntelliSense when developing for a different architecture than your development host machine. For example, you may be developing on a 64-bit PC, but compiling your program to run on an ARM-based device. By changing the compiler path and IntelliSense mode, you have provided enough information for the extension to provide the correct IntelliSense information and reflect the right sizes of architecture, specific data types for your project's target architecture. You only need to modify the include path setting if your program includes header files that are not in your workspace or the standard library path. Paths to the standard libraries are added automatically when compiler path is correctly set. If you'll be compiling the same project for different platforms, it's helpful to add IntelliSense configurations for each of those platforms. After adding the configuration, we can go back to our project source files. The IntelliSense configuration is shown in the status bar. You can easily toggle between configurations in the status bar, ensuring you have correct IntelliSense behavior for your target architecture. That's how you define C++ IntelliSense configurations in Visual Studio Code for your host and target architecture. To learn more, head here.